if you have leaky gut, that's a precursor to an autoimmune disease. You can't have an autoimmune disease without a leaky gut or issues in your gut. You can't make proper amounts of neurotransmitters and short chain fatty acids and B vitamins. And there's just so many things our gut flora do. Can you talk a little bit about the gut brain connection a little bit more in depth as well?
Yeah. So I'm so glad you brought that up about the neurotransmitters. 90% of our serotonin, which is our happy hormone, is produced in our gut. So if our gut is imbalanced and we're having mood issues, that's exactly why. And so dopamine is produced in our gut. GABA is produced in our gut. GABA, the calming neurotransmitter. So these are all being produced in our gut. And so there's a huge connection between the gut and the brain. So there's something that we call the gut-brain axis. And I'm sure you've talked about this before many times, but the vagus nerve is actually the nerve that connects the gut and the brain. So there's this constant communication going back and forth from the gut is signaling to the brain and the brain is signaling to the gut. And when you have an imbalance in your gut bacteria, you tend to have more mood disorders like anxiety, depression, those types of issues. And then when, you know, one of the things I always tell people when they're saying, what should I do for my gut health is I say, you know, one of the things I always say is meditation or deep breathing, just to calm yourself down. Because if your mind and your, you know, your brain is more at rest, it's sending those calming signals down to your gut. And so you will have some, you know, you'll have some improvement in your gut bacteria when you start to like calm yourself down. And it's amazing. It's an amazing communication superhighway between the gut and the brain. They're talking to each other all the time. That's why we have the, you know, butterflies in our stomach. That's real. I mean, those are true signals that are being sent down from the brain to the gut.